All right, everybody, welcome back to the Motivation Spark, your daily dose of inspiration, right here, right now. I'm your host, Jackson Reed, and let me tell you, I've been thinking a lot lately about the power of our surroundings. Ever notice how certain places just make you feel good? Energized? Like you can conquer the world? Well, that's no accident. Our environment plays a huge role in shaping our habits, both good and bad. Today, we're diving into creating a home environment that actually supports those healthy habits you've been trying to build, the ones you know are important, but sometimes feel like climbing Mount Everest just to reach. We'll unpack 5 key takeaways, share a real-life story, and wrap things up with some actionable steps you can take right now to transform your home into your personal health haven. First up, let's talk about visual cues. Think of it this way. Your environment is constantly whispering messages to your brain, even when you're not consciously aware of them. You know that feeling when you walk into a messy room and instantly feel overwhelmed? Yeah, that's your brain picking up on the visual chaos. Conversely, walking into a clean, organized space can have the opposite effect: calmness, clarity, and maybe even a touch of inspiration. So, what does this mean for you? Keep those surfaces clear, declutter regularly, and surround yourself with things that spark joy and motivation. Picture it. Your kitchen counter is free of clutter, your favorite plants are thriving, and motivational quotes adorn the walls. You're practically setting yourself up for success. Second, let's talk about mindful lighting. Ever notice how a bright, sunny room makes you feel more alert and energized? That's because natural light can actually boost serotonin levels, those happy hormones that keep us feeling positive and motivated. So, maximize your exposure to natural light whenever possible. Open up those curtains, move your desk near a window, or even just take a few minutes each day to soak up some sunshine outside. And when the sun goes down, opt for warm, inviting lighting instead of harsh overhead fluorescent bulbs. Think soft lamps, fairy lights, and candles. It's all about creating a cozy and relaxing atmosphere that promotes restful sleep and overall well-being. Next up, let's talk about sound, or rather, the lack thereof. Noise can be incredibly distracting and stressful. We've been bombarded with sounds all day long, from traffic to notifications to our own thoughts. So, creating a peaceful sanctuary at home is essential for reducing stress and promoting relaxation. Invest in noise-cancelling headphones, play calming music, or simply take some time each day to sit in silence and enjoy the quiet. And speaking of peace, let's talk about scents. Certain smells can have a profound impact on our mood and behavior. Think about the aroma of freshly baked cookies that instantly brings back warm memories and feelings of comfort. Or the smell of lavender, known for its calming and relaxing properties. Incorporate these scents into your home through candles, diffusers, or even simply by adding fresh flowers to your space. Finally, let's not forget about textures. The feeling of a soft blanket on a cold day or the smooth surface of a stone can be incredibly grounding and soothing. Create cozy spaces in your home with plush rugs, comfy pillows, and natural materials like wood and linen. These tactile experiences can add another layer of comfort and well-being to your environment. Now, let me tell you a quick story. Picture Sarah, right? She's been struggling to get into the habit of meditating every morning. Every time she tries, her mind races, thoughts clutter up, and before she knows it, she's scrolling through social media. But then, she decides to make a small change in her environment. She clears off her meditation space, puts on some calming music, lights a scented candle, and wraps herself in a cozy blanket. Suddenly, she feels calmer, more focused, and ready to meditate. And guess what? She actually sticks with it. Remember, you don't have to overhaul your entire house overnight. Start small, focus on one or two areas that will make the biggest impact on your well-being. Maybe it's decluttering your kitchen counter, adding a few plants, or simply swapping out those harsh fluorescent lights for some warm, inviting bulbs. Every little change can contribute to creating a home environment that supports your health and happiness. So, my friends, I challenge you today, take a look around your living space. What small changes could you make right now to create a more supportive and inspiring environment? Share your thoughts with me on social media using the hashtag #motivationsparkhome. And remember, every day is a fresh start. Let's build homes that nurture our minds, bodies, and souls. Catch you tomorrow for another dose of motivation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.